Hi everybody, this is Laurie Handlers and welcome to Tantra Cafe in the new year. I'm very excited to be here again. This is, as you know, one of my most exciting things to do. I wish you Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. I greet you in peace. And I want to remind you, as always, you can follow me on Facebook or Twitter. Laurie Handlers on Facebook, Laurie Handlers on Twitter, or anytime you have questions for me or want to send me some fan mail, you can write to me at tantracaferadio@gmail.com. Well, today we're going to talk some more about the body, really, how the body moves, why body movement is so important. If you remember in one of my previous shows, not too long ago, we talked a lot about how when people get unrigid in their body, their minds become less rigid. We talked about ending racism through movement and tantra, and that was only one of the things we talked about, but that was really kind of eye-opening and earth-shattering. And so today we're going to contemplate again the question of what is it to be embodied? What is it to, how does that connect with tantra? You know, why is that so important? And we'll explore that. My guest today, oh, also we may even touch again on men and romance. I don't know. Like just maybe we'll touch on that because I know that my guest has some feelings, some strong feelings about romance as well. So we'll see. I'll surprise him with that. My guest today is Tyr Throne, and Tyr is this amazing man. I call him a Renaissance man. There's almost nothing Tyr hasn't done. He's not going to tell us everything he's done today, but nor am I, but we are going to hear about a lot of what he's done with the body. He's the founder of something called Body Evolution, which in which he's in private practice, and he's discovered structural bodywork methods. He's worked on thousands of people. He has a whole process that he teaches other practitioners to work with, and it's. He before that he studied things like Rolfing, which they call structural integration. He studied from Feldenkrais technique, and he's also I just this is why I say he's a Renaissance man. He knows a lot about science. He knows a lot about physiology and anatomy, and he knows how to work it. He knows how to move. How do I want to just say the most amazing thing that I find about him, besides all that, and I've had body work from him, is that he's also a professional ballet dancer and he has started a ballet company or two, or maybe even three. So he has both the art and the science in place, and he really truly is a Renaissance man. Tyr, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Great, great to have you on the show at last.
Oh, it's good to be here, Lori.
Good, good. So I didn't say also that you spend time traveling around the world much as I do, but let's talk. Some of it will come in as we talk. Let's talk a little bit about why it's so important to be embodied and what being embodied means.
Well, what is missing in society that's important about this work? You know, we're living in a society which is wrapped around the computer and it's a complete disembodiment of the body. And people are lost and hungry for something. They're hungry for connection. They don't know exactly what's missing, but it feels like something is missing. And that's not fulfilled by consumerism or something from the outside. What's important is to find a way to connect people back to their joy, their heart, their body. This is what's ultimately satisfying.
So being embodied is coming back to the joy within rather than the joy that your mind is trying to possess or make up or what have you.
Yes, I mean, possessions are fine, but they're not going to fill a hole in the soul.
Got it. What about love?
Love certainly will.
But
Love certainly.
some people are in love and they're not in their body.
Yes, and also my specialty is helping with suffering. You know, the Buddha was very wise, and Jesus, they were both very involved with helping to alleviate suffering. And in, you know, my very small way, I want to help what I can. And my skill is if someone's, you know, knees are hurting or back is suffering or neck is stiff, or hips are feel closed, is to help them to just feel better in their bodies.
So, okay. And you have a lot of different ways to do that. But before we get into that, before we actually hear about those ways, so you end the suffering in their body, and then are they so self-aware afterwards that they actually can start to feel things, like feel emotions and feel sensation? Or is it just, and I don't like the word just, so excuse me, is it alleviating pain to what end? I guess I want to distinguish that here.
Well, you're bringing up two wonderful things to drill into, to dig into. One of them is I have personally found the best way to help people is by increasing their awareness. So instead of it becoming only a goal, it's actually an integral part of the process, and it really makes it work. So I'm always calling them into feeling the difference. And one technique I use is to work with one side of the body first, and then they feel the difference in the side that is, you know, left in its old way, and the one that is brought into a higher level of feeling better, a higher level of function. In this way, they realize many things of how they could be more flexible, more youthful, more inspired, happier, more charismatic. And this directly brings them into the body, because they're doing this by sensing the difference in the two sides. And it's real. It's based on reality. It's based on real changes that are happening. And this excites the person, because it feels very pleasurable to feel yourself improving. So it's very healing on a lot of levels, because our intuition is taken away from us because we're living in a consumer society, and so it's to the benefit of the manufacturers to disempower us and disembody us so they can tell us what we want.
Isn't that the same as the medical? As the medical industry as well, or the medical field, like we give our power to doctors. They tell us what we want. They tell us which pills to take, etc.
Well, you know, originally I was going to be a doctor. I was going into medical school. I was taking pre-med classes, and I think that, you know, almost all doctors, they go into it with all the best of intentions, and they really do want to heal and help people. I think the problem is more the fact that, you know, it has become a business so much, and so it's more the pharmaceutical companies and the things that I think the doctors themselves, medicine itself is a good thing, and it's just we have to kind of get it back. We have to get it back to that it's about people, which is why I went away from it, you know, 30 years ago. But now I think that there's, you know, amazing doctors like Rudolf Valentine, Deepak Chopra, Andrew Weil. These kind of doctors, they're really champions of a healing, a healthy kind of medicine.
Yeah.
And it worked. It's really to complement the body's healing abilities.
Well, I do remember having a session with you in New York a few years back, and I remember you working on one half of my body and then having me get up and walk around the studio for a while until I really got the awareness, exactly what you're talking about, till I got the awareness of what actually was happening to the side that hadn't been worked on. Like the side that had been worked on seemed to me more relaxed. It seemed longer. I seemed taller. I felt lighter. I felt I was coming out. I was extended out from my torso, like from my core, and rather than sinking in to my hips and into the floor. I remember all those things vividly. And it really was quite an experience. And, you know, and then I went back on the table and you worked on the other side after I had gotten those awarenesses. So that I remember that side being so much more airy. That would be the word I would describe it. And the other side seemed more earthy or water, you know, something like heavier. Is that often what people say after they come to see you?
Well, I work, many people say that. Yes, Lori. I work from the person's goals. The thing is, I mean, that was over 10 years ago and you still remember it. It's still vivid to you because the important thing I feel is to work on increasing the body's intelligence.
This like, is good. This is
I'm
good.
Looking at what, yeah, I'm looking, you're a very intelligent person and I'm looking at what's blocked or like maybe your ankle is hitting the ground. One ankle is hitting the ground too heavy when you walk and this is hurting your back. So that's not, you're a very intelligent person, but that ankle could be much more intelligent in the way that it's more sensitively and sensuously going in and out of the ground with each step. So if I can increase that intelligence, then it feels to you like that the whole leg is brought up on a whole other level, and which is quite surprising, and that intrigues the brain. The brain wants to investigate that, like what's happening to me? Something very valuable is happening to me, and we sort for that kind of information, and it makes a very, very vivid impression, and we want to hold on to that, explore that, go further with that.
Wonderful. Well, we're actually going to take a break here. I love what you said. Of course, I love when people call me intelligent, but I also love the fact that you're talking about increasing the body's intelligence through manipulating the body physically. So this is wonderful. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Tantra Cafe, and I'm Laurie Handler, your host. Tantra Cafe is a program for spiritual enlightenment, and this segment is brought to you by Silk, S-Y-L-K, Silk. A personal lubricant that changes your pH from the inside out. My guest today is Tyr Throne. We're talking about physical intelligence. We're talking about how the body movement is so important to people's lives. And when we come back, we're going to delve into this more deeply. Please stay with us. We're back with Tantra Cafe. I'm Laurie Handlers again, and my guest today is Tyr Throne. And Tyr is somebody that I call a Renaissance man. He is the creator of Body Evolution, and he knows many, many ways to get people back into their bodies to gain awareness. What he said in the last segment was he was working with the intelligence of the body and how to stimulate the brain by making a correction as to the way perhaps your foot or your ankle hits the floor when you walk, and using, you know, manipulating one side of the body and then allowing you to see what the other side feels like in comparison. So Tyr, we were right there a moment ago, and really what the term now these days is physical intelligence. It's actually, I call it the cellular memory, but it's more than that. It's stimulating the brain through physiology. What else? Do you work ever with people who have disabilities?
Yes. Because I was a ballet dancer, I originally started with working with dance injuries, and that brought me into sports injuries and into working with musicians and athletes, gymnasts. And then I got a wonderful grant. For 14 years, I worked with... I had grants from the government to work in many institutions, prisons, mental institutions, working with psychiatric, geriatrics, autistic, all different kinds of populations. And I am so grateful for this because these are people that are, you know, hidden from us. They're hidden from society as being, you know, like grotesque or undesirable. And, you know, I found them incredibly beautiful teachers. The institutions are very difficult places, you know, depressing places. But I learned so much, and I'm so grateful because helping, you know, a very, you know, twisted person in a wheelchair to get so that they could move better, you know, somehow helped my eyes to help people from, you know, from 9 years old to 90 years old. And it's brought it back. The newest evolution of my work is how to help people in the moment, in their physical bodies, feel and look younger so that we can eliminate the really unnecessary ways that we age. The computer hunch, the rigidity that happens in the body. And I'm developing a series of things that just takes a few seconds that you can actually do at your computer to loosen the body and help you to feel the more erect, the posture more open, the breathing more open, think more clearly, feel better about yourself.
This is what you're touching on here is really important, of course, very important to me in Tantra, in the studying of Tantra and in teaching people Tantra, is to reverse the aging process through simple techniques and breathing exercises. And one of them, by the way, one of the demonstrations that I still do in every single one of my beginners' Tantra classes, my Bliss classes, is to demonstrate how older people walk hunched because their bottom's falling out. And guess who I got that from?
Oh, I remember. Yeah.
That was the most poignant demonstration of what happens to people because they don't keep the muscles at the bottom tight and, you know, and fluid and working them. They just sit down. And they don't keep their muscles fluid. And when you demonstrated that to me, that was just so clear. And I always give you credit. And I always say, you know, Tier Throne taught me this. This is why people look like this when they age, they're falling out the bottom.
Oh, well, thank you for the acknowledgement. It's appreciated. I really enjoyed sponsoring your work in New York for many years and participating in your workshop and teaching a couple segments of it about anatomy and things.
Yeah, it was great. It was wonderful.
I think what's important, I have to have the vulnerability and the courage to not look good. You know, mostly in our society, we're so wound up with looking good. And right. if I can, you know, allow myself to pantomime the pathological path, pathological means towards death. And if I can pantomime, you know, the what we want less of, what is wrong with the body, how the body's falling apart, if I can very precisely pantomime how the body ages, and then I can immediately release that and show what would be more ideal, this creates a very vivid picture, which you're remembering 10, 15 years ago. And this is this also creates the experience because we have bodies, and when you are in the presence of a body going through these changes, it's felt in your muscles, in your kinesiology, and so you tend to flow in that direction. Like if we're around sad people, we get sad. If we're around happy people, it lifts our spirits. So that's why I think that all body work is good, and I've had some wonderful teachers. What I'm trying to do to make it more comprehensive is that there's bringing as much of a learning element as there in as is possible. So it's not about giving a woman a fish, but it's about teaching her how to fish by helping her learn about something.
Because I love that you said woman. I love that you said woman there. Huh. Most people say that phrase, teaching a man to fish. So thanks for teaching a woman to fish. I appreciate you so much for that.
You're most welcome. I think for me, what's very important is that, you know, what is, whether you move to India or Berlin or the Canary Islands, the one thing that we take with us is our body. You know, we may take our laptop with us and some other things, but we have precious little training in the most important thing.
That's true.
We are all going to age and die, but in this time, could be much more healthy than normally taught. And the only training that we get usually is some physical education, which is getting less and less in the schools, or some sports, which are very competitive. And what I'm championing is a series of what I call explorations instead of exercises. If you do an exercise, you can be like the guy who's hunched over all day at the computer, and then he goes to the gym and he hunches over the exercise bike while he's reading the Wall Street Journal and getting all upset about how much money he's losing every minute. You know, so I don't really think this is healthy, you know.
Right. Well, so, I just have to tell you something. I have to go back to something you said for a moment. I'm challenging whether we have to die. I don't think we all have to age and die. So I'm challenging that. I just have to say that. So, you know, we don't really have to debate it, but I'm actually challenging the whole notion. Like, I think it's actually possible at this point in time, because science is so advanced, I think it's actually possible that we could mutate at this point, because we could get a heart transplant, because we could get plastic surgery, because there are stem cells, because there's been so many breakthroughs, there's bioidentical hormones, and so much more.
Well, be an example.
I am. I plan to. Trust me. I'm going to be an example of physical immortality. So I just had to say that because it is my show. So I want to say that I think it's possible to actually outlive death.
Well, I'm reading about the research of this too, and it's something that's good to explore. I also think it's very grounding what, you know, we're so afraid of death in this society, and we're running away, and we're trying to pretend to be younger, and, you know, makeup and plastic surgery, and there's this total denial. And I think that it's holding both are possible. It is possible to, and I think we should explore all the medical research about extending life. But also, you know, one of my dearest friends, I almost died last year. I was flying. I fly all around the world. And if you ever, Lori and listeners, if you ever a week after you're flying long distance have trouble breathing, please get to the emergency room.
What happened to you?
Well, I had a blood clot in my leg and it went into my lungs. And, you know, I was 3 days in the emergency room. I almost died. And I really, it was a great learning experience. I really got deeply in touch with what was important for my life. And
That's excellent.
Our fear of death keeps us from really living. So I want to, on the one hand, be helping people get younger, but also really accepting them as they are and working from the reality of where they are in the moment, really. And that's why I work so much with feeling, because the feeling is actually feeling how your footprints are different, the left and the right foot. Everyone has a different footprint, left and right. This brings us back to reality, and then the person can start to feel differences as they improve. And this increases the physical intelligence, which then also increases the mental intelligence. And I always see that as people's bodies improve, you know, their breathing improves, their posture improves, their thinking improves, their sense of self improves. It isn't only a physical intelligence that happens. They also become mentally and emotionally more intelligent and start to make good changes in their life, open up to more abundance, take steps.
Excellent. This is good. This is all about, it really is about having it all. You have to, in order to have it all, you have to be in your body. You just can't be in your head. Because if you're in your head, it doesn't become a physical experience. You don't experience the joy. You don't experience the abundance. You don't experience the, this is what I want versus what I don't want, because it's all it's all in the physical. It's in the physical sensations. It's in the feelings. It's good. Because we're at about the half mark in the show, how can people get in touch with you? We'll say it again, but I want to know right now, if somebody's listening, how could they get in touch with you? What's your website?
The website is bodyevolutionint.com or bodyevolutioninternational.com. You can also Google my name, TYRTHRONE, or Body Evolution, or Youthing Systems.
Youthing Systems. That's clever. It's good.
The new evolution of my work is Body Evolution is a training program which I have in Europe and Asia and America. We have a program coming up in New York City the first two weekends of February. And this is if someone would like to work, if they would like to make a good living in a business that had good karma, you know, helping other people.
Yes.
And becoming more healthy themselves.
So they could. So if somebody who's listening now, beginning of 2011, wants to make a career change and wants to do some of this kind of work, ending people's suffering, physical suffering, working with the body, manipulating the body to have people feel better, they would go to the website Youthing Systems, or they would contact you through Body Evolution INT International, stands for international.com. This is good. We're gonna take a short break here. If you just tuned in, I'm with my guest today, Tyr Throne, who is telling us about what it is to be embodied, the subtleties, and the importance of what it is to feel your body, even the differences between left and right. When we come back, I'm going to ask Tyr how this all relates to Tantra. And, of course, later in the show, Tyr's going to give us a little exercise, so you definitely want to stay with us. Remember that today's show, this part, is brought to you by Silk, S-Y-L-K, a personal lubricant that stimulates you and changes your pH from the inside out. You can find out about it at butterflyworkshops.com/silk. We'll be right back. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Tantra Cafe, a program for spiritual enlightenment, and I'm Laurie Handler, your host. And today, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tanga Fine Lingerie. You can go to Tanga, T-A-N-G-A, finelingerie.com to find out about lingerie that you can't imagine, the most amazing lingerie from Italy and France. You really do want to get this for that special someone or for yourself. Treat yourself. Go to Tanga Fine Lingerie. Also, you can reach my recommended list, Laurie's recommended list, on webtalkradio.net. There you'll find out about the School of Temple Arts, the International School of Temple Arts. You'll find out that no matter where you are in the world as a sex educator, there's a global connection for you to every other person teaching Tantra and sex education anywhere in the world by going to schooloftemplearts.com. Also, at my recommended page, you'll find out about polyamory for the 21st century by Deborah Annapol. You'll find out about flirting with heart from Robin Vogel, and also Tantra for Awakening from Crystal Dawn Morris. And perhaps the thing that's influenced my life the most is finding out about your hormones from hormonenurse.com. So please visit my recommended page at webtalkradio.net. Okay, we're back with Tier Throne. And Tier, I was talking to you about what, you know, your work, your training program. Tell us how all this connects with Tantra, because you do know, I think you do know, how this connects in with the stuff that I do and with what other Tantra professionals are doing. How does all this body stuff fit in with the practice of Tantra?
Well, I've been thinking about you over the last couple of days because I knew we were going to do this interview. And for Tantra, it's the work that I do is non-sexual. It's therapeutic and transformative. But it can really help with Tantra because if someone's very stiff or uncomfortable in their body, they feel less because the body is set up so that the more uncomfortable that you feel, the less you want to feel. So it lowers what's called your threshold of arousal. The threshold of arousal is the level at which you can sense something. Like if they put two pins on your skin, how far apart they are before you sense them. And so the more uncomfortable we are, the higher the threshold of arousal goes, so you feel less and less sensation because the body doesn't want to feel the pain. So the problem is then you also feel less pleasure or less sensual feelings and less connecting with yourself. It's the more uncomfortable you are, the less you want to feel your body. So many people are suffering in our society. They're uncomfortable from sitting at a desk all day long. They have many body issues. So if through this kind of work and you can open the body, open the hips, open the chest, lengthen the spine, and the people feel so good. They feel good in their bodies again. And the threshold of arousal plummets. And so they can feel so much more sensation. The body races back to feeling again. And because it's its natural state, our natural state was barefoot. And so you wanted to be able to sense the ground if you needed to shift your weight or if you were standing on something sharp and you needed to move your foot. So our natural state is, it's to our advantage to be extremely sensitive. And we live in a society which is, it's very loud and very overstimulated, and people become very uncomfortable in their bodies. So they lose that, sensuality, and then the body intelligence plummets because they can't feel themselves. So they're not getting feedback. Our intelligence comes from feedback. So as the people through this way of working, it's very precise. The problem is that gravity is making us old all the time. Do you know what the good news is?
I'd like to hear it. I actually want this program to be uplifting. So I'd like to hear the good news.
The good news is that gravity doesn't care. You know, gravity is always making you older, but if with a skilled practitioner, they can make you younger faster than the gravity makes you older, especially if you can have the space to be a participant. What's important about my work is that you can enter into the story and participate. As you remember, you were moving the whole time. You were moving towards your goals. You weren't laying there passive. And so you were participating. The reason I do this is because you're a very intelligent and resourceful person and very passionate. And so if I ask you what your goals are, and we go deeply into those, then you're very motivated. And if you can participate, all of your resources and skill can be brought into the session. That plus my skill and experience can be a synergistic equation, which can get much greater results than if I'm working on or you're working with someone who works with you passively. Because your intelligence is enhanced by the interaction that's going on, and that you're always moving, you're asking questions, you're feeling, you're reevaluating, you're making changes, you're moving towards the goals that you want to have.
So it's actually what you're saying, I mean, is a great analogy. It's not really an analogy so much as it's a message. There's a message about movement in general. I mean, like, not everybody is going to come to see you. Some people, as a result of hearing about this, will actually come to see you. But if in case they can't come see you or they, you know, it's not possible, there is some message here that you're giving, which is about movement in general, which has to do with just move. Like, movement towards your goals is far more satisfying than moving away from your goals.
Exactly. Well, and I'm all about service. So I'm creating all this free stuff that will be on the website. I'm going to put the whole 10 years younger program, well, not the whole program, but 10 different segments of the 10 years younger program for free on the website. So when people
hear that, everybody, to your throne is putting 10 sessions of the youthing program, getting younger, 10 years younger on his website. This is great. How soon? Put it up there soon. Everybody wants to know about that. I know they do. It's huge.
We did the first 10-minute segment on YouTube. It's been posted on YouTube. I'm going to put the link on my site. And then each week over the next 10 weeks, my plan is to edit the material from the class that I did here in New York and put up I did 2-hour classes, and I'm going to put up 10-minute segments of it on the internet for free so that people, when they feel uncomfortable, they can go there, and in just a few minutes, they can feel better in their neck and their back. One segment is for the knees, one segment is for the hips. And the nice thing about it is I'm going to do – of course, if someone comes and I can see where they're crooked, I can fix stuff better in certain cases. But we can do, even by radio, there's things that you can do. And you'll be able to do by the website. It's in a video format, but you can also do those materials and just completely by audio. Because there are things that you listen to something, and then you actually figure out how to do it in a way that feels good for yourself.
It's really good. So it goes back to the whole notion of self-help. It's if you have a way, if you have a modality in which people can get it, and then through their own listening and their own body, they can figure out a way to make it work for them, then it's really them helping themselves. It's better than reading a self-help book.
Exactly.
In that respect, they'll be able to see you, get a feel for you, and then also go to work on working towards their goals, whether they're body goals or other success goals, abundance goals, or what have you, by working together with you on this program that you're designing. It's excellent. It's really an excellent idea, too.
Exactly. Really? Well, the book will be helpful. The book should come out this year, and it will give more in-depth version of the exercises and also the theory. What the website's designed, the free things on the website are designed if you're suffering now in your neck, that you can go and right away get relief, right away feel better. Or if you want to, if you have an important interview and you want to, or a job application, and you want to feel more charismatic and confident, you can go there and get that very quickly. And once you learn the exercises in 10 minutes, you can even get results in 30 seconds of feeling better in your body.
It's a small investment. You're asking people for a really small investment. When you say 30 seconds, that's a really small time investment. Most people really, I find, don't want to take the time to take care of themselves, and you're asking them for very little.
Yeah. Well, they'll go 10 minutes and they'll learn, they'll explore the movement with on their computer watching it. And then later, once they know how to do that, they can take, I suggest every 30 minutes to set some very, pleasant timer that calls you back to yourself. I call it a mindfulness timer. And when you're sitting at the computer, if every 30 seconds this timer goes off, every 30 minutes this timer goes off and you take just 30 seconds to move, and it makes an enormous, nothing will enhance the quality of your life more than that.
Well, I also recommend that people have an orgasm every day. So I just had to throw that in.
At least one.
I feel really, I do feel, I feel it's made a tremendous difference in my life to make that a daily ritual, to have an orgasm no matter what. And so now I'm going to put on my alarms, and I'm going to make every 30 minutes a time to get up and move around no matter what, because I think you're right. I mean, it just makes complete sense to me that this is a good thing to do.
One of my favorite teachers is Thich Nhat Hanh, and when I was at the retreat in California, they had these bells and gongs that were going off, and whenever the gong went off, you'd stop in the middle of eating a carrot and take three breaths, and it was so wonderful. And I thought, well, I wish life could be like this. And then on my way home, I realized it could. So I got a timer, and just every 30 minutes it goes off, and it's wonderful. I take three breaths, and then I do some of the processes to stretch and move around, and it just makes an enormous difference. And it actually makes me more intelligent in the middle of the work that I'm doing, because I'm breathing better, I'm waking up, I go back with a fresh start to it. We need these breaks. They restore us. They refresh us. They're so inspiring.
So good. It really is. And it really is tantric, even if, we only sort of hit on that a little, but it really is tantric, because I also imagine that in couple work, it would be okay to take a break after 30 minutes and take a breath and reconnect with eye gazing and reconnect with a heart connection, and then be together again, even whether you're making love or you're just having dinner or sitting watching TV. People could actually, on the 30 minutes, they could take three breaths, move around a little bit, and then reconnect their heart-eye connection and sort of re-fall in love, on a every 30-minute basis. I like it. I like the idea. We're going to – you want to we have just about another minute before we move to break, so – did you want to comment on my tantric idea for your practice?
Well, that's wonderful. And what I'll do in the exercise that I want to share is something that you can use to enhance your tantric practice, but it's also very good for people who have to sit at the computer and just to enhance the aliveness. It's quick. I'll do about a 10-minute version, but once you learn it, you can do it in a very short amount of time.
All right, good, good. Well, we'll be right back. This is Laurie Handlers. You're listening to Tantra Cafe. My guest today is Tir Throne, and he has just been talking about the physicality of things, how to take care of your body in a simple way by breathing and moving every 30 minutes. What an ideal practice. And when we come back, we're going to move right into a practice that's good for reestablishing a tantric connection or a sacred sexual connection with another through an exercise that he's going to share with us. So please stay tuned, remembering that this part of the show is brought to us by Tanga Fine Lingerie, T-A-N-G-A, Fine Lingerie, beautiful silk and lace lingerie from France and Italy. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Well, we're back with Tantra Cafe. I'm Laurie Handlers. This is a show on embodiment, being in your body, what it takes to be in your body, simple things you can do to be in your body, and also reaching out for help to be in your body when you need to, going to a website, Body Evolution INT, I-N-T, standing for International Body Evolution, INT.com, to find out how you can make a difference in your body every few minutes or 10 days in a row or what have you, going to visit Tir Throne and his website. So, Tir, you teased us a little bit right before we broke to about this exercise you're going to do with us, and I'd love it if you would get right to it, because then I'll have a chance to maybe ask you a question or so after we've done it. But it'll bring us right almost to the top of the hour. So what should we do?
Well, I know some of you listeners may be driving in a car, so this is done sitting, but you will have to adapt it, and you'll be able to do some of this, so it will work in the car. But the first thing to do is just don't change the way you're sitting. However you're sitting, just don't change it. And if you changed it, please go back and feel what your right arm is doing, so you could move your right arm and then come back to this place, and what your left arm is, so you could go away from this and then come back to this place, and what's happening with your right leg, your foot, your left leg and foot, how you're resting on the surface that you're sitting on, and how your back is interacting with the chair that you're sitting in. And notice how you're breathing right now. And what's your sense of self? How old do you feel at this moment? How much energy do you have? How attractive do you feel? How masculine or feminine at this moment? How sensual? Where would you like to improve in your body? Where feels uncomfortable and would you like to improve? And gently turn your head and feel what it's like to turn your head left and right now. Which way is easier to turn your head? Where is uncomfortable? And then if you can, come to the edge of your chair and sit on the edge of the chair. If you're driving a car, you can keep sitting the way that you usually do in the car. And very gently start to rock your pelvis forward and back very slowly, So you're rocking on your sit bones and letting that movement gently go up your spine from the pelvis to the head, a very slow and gentle rock. Looking for how the movement of the pelvis going up the spine can very gently massage each vertebrae. The slower and more gently and more sensuously you can move, the better. Feel any places that would like to soften. Let your ribs move, your shoulders move, your neck move. If you're driving, focus on the driving, but also allow your body to move what amount feels safe and comfortable. Loosen up. And then take a moment to rest. And feel what's happening now. Where can you breathe that you don't usually breathe? Which parts of your body could you help get younger, more open, more alive? In what ways do you feel better about yourself after moving with awareness and sensitivity? And then, if you're not driving, bring one hand to your head, to your forehead, and the other hand to your hip, sitting on the edge of the chair, and very slowly start to turn from left to right. Look for a way that your hand touching your forehead through your arm connects the body and enhances the movement of the body turning. Look for the most beautiful movement of turning in your hip that helps your head to turn. If you're driving, just very gently turn your hips a little bit and very subtly just turn your nose just very slightly right and left as you're driving so you can still see very comfortably. Let your body rotate. If you're not driving, let your head rotate around and see very gently. Release your arm, change to the other arm. Find, if you're not driving, find how your feet on the ground, pushing on the ground, can help you turn all the way up through your body, through your head. Moving your whole body very sensitively, very sensuously, very gently. And then take a nice rest. What's happening now? Where can you breathe now? Where is becoming more alive? How much younger is this animal? How is your thinking and your feeling about yourself improving? Your sense of connection from foot to head? Has your posture improved? How's your feeling about your sensuality, your attractiveness? Do you feel more beautiful, more graceful? Better about yourself? And then if you're not driving, come to sitting on the edge of the chair. If you are driving, just sitting comfortably and very gently lifting one hip up and then the other. So you're tipping your hip from side to side. You're lifting your one sit bone up off the ground and then the other. And feel how one side of your body gets longer and the other side of the body folds up in the ribs and in the waist. Your body's curving from side to side, moving like a fish swims. Let the ribs move gently. Go slowly and gently, shifting the weight from one sit bone to the other. If you're driving, make this movement very small so you can drive comfortably, you can see comfortably. Gently shifting the weight, massaging your whole body with the movement. Then take a nice rest. Bill, how are you feeling now? Where do you feel younger, more beautiful, more sensitive, more sensual? So these are three movements you can do anytime. You can rock your pelvis forward and back. You can rotate it, or you can tip it and let the movement flow through the rest of your body. These are things you can do in just a few seconds every 30 minutes while you're driving or sitting at the computer.
Well, Tier, I feel terrific about doing that. I felt more sensual. I felt more alive. I felt my breath increase and spread out through my body. So it was a great way to just stop for a minute and get centered and present. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Yeah,
thank you. So we need to end here.
I did want to let the listeners know that the website is Body Evolution International, but it has hyphens between. So it's easiest if you just Google, go online looking for Body Evolution. That's connected to my name, Tier Throne.
All right, that's great. I want people to get in touch with you to find out more about movement. I really appreciate it. It was very sensual. It was a very, very sensual exercise. So thank you so much. And I'm just going to put that, I'm going to tag that on to the series I've been doing about men and romance. I'm going to say that you do sensual exercise with people to help them feel more romance, feel more sensual and attractive in their bodies, which you clearly, clearly demonstrated. So, Tier, thanks so much for being my guest today. Again, if you want to get in touch with Tier Throne, you can Google him, Tier Throne, TYRTHRONE. You can go to bodyevolutionint.com, or you can go to, what was it, Youthing
Systems.
Youthingsystems.com. Well, I want you all to come back next time when my guests will be amazing Tantra teachers talking more about sensuality, sexuality, and the expansion of your consciousness. Please visit me on Facebook and Twitter and write me some fan mail. I want to hear from you. TantraCafeRadio@gmail.com. This is Laurie Handler signing off for Tantra Cafe. I'm saying Namaste from Tantra Cafe, wishing you a wonderful week. We'll speak with you. We'll see you again really soon. Bye.